The Prentice Alton Heating and Air Coach's Corner from Cedar Bucket Restaurant on WGNS, FM 100.5, FM 101.9, AM 1450, and GoPrimeTimeSports.com.
Welcome back in as we continue the coach's conversation from the Cedar Bucket Restaurant, where the free coffee's going on if you tell them you heard about him on the radio. But Coach Thomas McDaniel joining us here this morning after going to 3-0.
Got my free cup.
You got your free cup of coffee. Had a little ham breakfast. And did you have the sampler platter?
I did. Just it was low carb, I think.
Low carb.
Go with the swine.
There was a lot of swine on the plate, I think. Last night, a lot of reams on the field and took care of business with a 28-0 win over Laverne. I think you probably liked the fast start like you had last night. First series, I think it was, a punt return for a touchdown.
We took the opening kickoff for, I think, to about the 45, across the 50, and had a penalty. And, of course, I know you've already talked to Coach Stevens, but it was a penalty-ridden game. It was just it was ugly. I mean, I don't know how to say it. We just had way too many penalties, I think, combined 24 penalties or something like that. And it's easy for coaches and the fans to say, you know, keep the flags up. But when you go back and look at the film, a lot of them were obvious calls, and we've got to improve those things. But they actually stopped us on the first drive. We stopped them, then they punted to us, and we had to, you know, Trey Swader made a big play there. And of course, he's coming back off an injury, and it was good to see him. I think it was an 88 or 85-yard punt return, and he's a guy that's very dangerous in the open field. He's one of those kids I've talked about a lot that, as a sophomore and junior, has been really exclusively on defense and been very unselfish in the fact that, you know, could have easily contributed more on offense the last 2 years and has understood his role on our team, and just kind of bought his time. And now that it's his turn, he's, you know, he's making the most of it. And it was, you know, it was great last night to see him get that, because it's been tough for me and for the coaches to see him sitting out there when he's been wanting to play. So that was a great way for him to start back after that injury.
Well, the injury has you know, he's a kid that you really missed out there on the field, didn't you?
Yeah. I mean, like I said, I think the second time he touched the ball, he ran a 36-yard touchdown in. Our quarterback didn't get us set up, and we had two people moving at one time, and he got called back. But so he scored on the, you know, the punt return, and then the first time he touched it, he ran it for 36 yards for a touchdown. So we got to figure out what, you know, we got a lot of weapons on offense. We got a lot of people we feel like can do things with the ball. We're moving in the right direction offensively and getting more involved as we go. I thought Jihad did some good things last night. He had a couple passes that got called back for penalties, but he was 5 of 6 and managed the game very well for us. So we were able to accomplish some things there that we wanted to. And, you know, it's just about a distribution. We've got to figure out what our distribution needs to be on offense and continue to get those guys touches. But Trey is somebody that has to be involved in some capacity. And with Fred Wade coming on at tailback, you know, I don't know what we're going to use Swader as. He can run the ball inside. I'm hesitant to use him too much in there because he's such a little guy and he doesn't play little. He wants to play big. He's very physical. And, you know, sometimes I worry about him throwing his body around too much. But we'll continue to expand his role, and he's just a different dimension offensively that will continue to help us throughout the season.
Well, you've mentioned the penalties, and there were a lot of them. The Daily News Journal stats had you over 100 yards or right around 100 yards in penalties, which when Laverne had the same, it's a hard game to manage as a quarterback, isn't it?
It's a hard game to manage, period. There is no flow in the game offensively. You can't get any kind of rhythm. It seemed like, you know, we had two or three long runs that get called back for, you know, a number of different reasons, and a touchdown got called back. And so you can't get any rhythm. Sometimes you're playing behind the chains. You can't do some of the things offensively that you want to do when you're playing behind the sticks, especially with the type of offense that we run. You know, that's a sign of a young team. We made some mistakes that we don't need to be making, and I feel like the attitude, the mentality of our team right now is that they'll work on it. We're going to try to correct it, and I feel confident that we'll get it fixed.
Continue to run the ball well, and Chesterfield, I guess, was your leading rusher last night. There's, I guess, a little discrepancy on the stats in terms of what's in the DNJ. What I heard you say last night on Dennis Weaver's show in the post game, that had about 300 yards
Yeah, I really don't know. To be honest with you, I don't get into stats that much. The only reason I've gotten into it to begin with is because Crager. but whether we rush for 107 or rush for 300, it doesn't matter to me.
And 3-0 matters,
right? We won the game. We're 3-0. We beat a quality team. Coach Stevens has done a great job. I think they're headed in the right direction. I'm happy for the win. So regardless, and to be honest with you, the great thing about our football team is really I don't think anybody cares about the stats that much. They want to win. We want to rush for a lot of yards, obviously, because we're a run offense. But ultimately, you know, some of the things maybe we didn't do well last night, some other areas we improved in. We improved in the kicking game. You know, we've had some great returns. We've got to eliminate some penalties, but it's going to get to the point where people are going to quit kicking to us because we've had several long kickoff returns and several big punts. That's 2 weeks in a row to return punts. And when you got Trey Swader and Locklear standing back there catching it, you know, you can only do so much. You can't punt it away. And if you do that, you're giving us a short field. Defensively, that goal line stand was tremendous, you know, for our defense, for the confidence level. Getting that shutout was a big deal. And, you know, I thought we took another step in the right direction defensively. So regardless of the stats, you know, big picture, you know, we got a lot of positives out of last night.
Well, when you add Trey Smith back into the mix, I mean, you are Trey Swader, rather, with Emmanuel Smith and Fredarius Wade and Andre Chesterfield. I mean, you're stable of running backs. You've got so many kids back there. You know, I guess it's who gets you to the race end of the finish line first.
Yeah, and as a play caller, it's difficult because you've got Andre has to touch it. Fred is starting to show he needs to touch it. Trayvon Willis, you know, must touch the ball.
Yeah.
Trey Swader. You know, how are you going to get the ball to Edwin Locklear every once in a while? And you got Emmanuel Smith, who's doing a lot of great things. The ball, there's only one football out there. And, again, right now, the great thing about our team is they're not really concerned. You know, Trayvon had four carries last Friday night, never said a word to me. And, you know, he could easily be a tailback. But he's bought into being the fullback and doing the best job he can. And again, we've got to continue to get into a flow, continue to figure out what our best balance is offensively. And I think we'll do that given more time and more experience because we've just got a lot of young guys. And I think we're maturing quick, and they're not going to use the excuse that we're young. So we'll go back to work on Monday, fix the mistakes, and hopefully figure out more ways to get everybody involved.
I'm not sure what Willis had last night, but in the game that we broadcast a couple of weeks ago, I was impressed by his blocking ability. I mean, he really paved the way for Chesterfield.
He had very limited snaps as a sophomore, and I think he had 50. I don't know how many rushes he had, but he had seven or eight carries. I would like for him to get 10 touches a game if possible, but he did catch a couple balls out of the backfield. He can do all of it. He's a complete back. He's got to get better at being consistent, but I think that's going to come with time. And the thing I love about Trayvon is his attitude. He wants to practice hard. He wants to do what's best for the team, and he's going to end up being a really good player for us.
Thomas McDaniel, our guest this morning on the Prentice Allsup Heating and Air Coach's Corner. Defensively, you've already kind of touched on it, but 7-0, then it was 14-0. Laverne gets a short field, has a chance here to score, and your defense just really bows up.
Yeah. Defensively, again, you know, we did a great job last night of, you know, making emphasis on stopping the run. That's what they wanted to do, and I thought we took that as a challenge. You know, Coach Stevens spoke about it earlier. You know, we gave them some opportunities in the passing game, but it's not a secret. It's been the way since I've been at Oakland. We're not going to be afraid to play man coverage. We're not going to be afraid to put 9-10 guys in the box, and if you can beat us throwing it, then, you know, take that opportunity. But we're going to do the best we can do at stopping the run. They hit a couple plays on us, you know, two of them on Trey Swader. I promise you in a week or two that he won't make those mistakes. He hasn't had a lot of reps in that receiver. I think it was Steele, but that receiver's a good player, big kid, and they hit us on a couple balls there. But, you know, defense definitely took a step in the right direction, and to get that shutout was a big deal for our defense.
First district game of the year, first district win, now 3-0, which, gosh, with your young team, I know you're tired of hearing that, but this team has grown up a lot in the first 3 weeks, so that experience is only going to continue to get better as you get into the meat of your season, which is after week 5.
Yeah, I mean, I think, you know – I've thought since we got our schedule set, other than the fact we had four home games in a row, I really like the way our schedule laid out. I feel like that Gallatin is the next step, and I think it's no offense to Laverne. I think that Gallatin is just a little ahead of where – I mean, they're a little more established with their staff and the system that they run. They're very much a run offense, and I've already watched film on them, very athletic on both sides of the ball. I think that's going to be a big test for us. And then obviously the next week is Blackman. So I think there's a progression that sets up appropriately for our team. I don't think we could ask for the setup of the schedule to be any better. And so we got to take a step next week, and then hopefully we can continue to get better. And I hope we can go into Blackman 4-0, because it'll take our best effort to beat Blackman when we get to that point. But we got our hands full against Gallatin. They're a great football team. And what I've seen on film, we have our work cut out for us.
I really think there's going to be a mad dash toward the end after, this next week is non-district, back into district play for a week, one more non-district before it's district the rest of the way. There's going to be a race to the playoffs, and I believe your Oakland Patriots look like they're going to be in that dash.
I hope so. We've still got a long way to go. It's too early to be talking about the playoffs for us.
But we're
getting better, and we just got to take it one game at a time, and hopefully, we get enough W's there at the end of the year that we have a chance. But I just like the mentality of our team, and I feel like we've come a long way, and I think our best days are still ahead of us.
Coach, I do appreciate you coming in a little early this morning.
This is the no-huddle edition.
The no-huddle edition of the Coach's Corner. Now, will there be any nuggets that you can pass along to Tom that will make it up into the locker room? I mean, will you have anything this week?
No, Tom and I have a good relationship.
I like Tom.
He's
helped you. He's helped inspire
with
your team, right?
All the time, but I don't have a problem with Tom. And I think he likes me too, so I'll leave it at that.
I think so. Yeah, a group hug?
He's got a job to do, and so do I.
I'm glad it's radio if we're going to have a group hug. Coach, appreciate it. Thanks a lot. We'll see you next week.
All right, thanks.
Thomas McDaniel joining us here at the Cedar Bucket Restaurant for the Prentice Alsop Heating and Air Coach's Corner. When we come back on this, I like that no-huddle edition of the Coach's Corner, we're going to have Brian Burnham, I believe, from the Seagull Stars join us to talk about a big win for the Stars over the Blackman Blaze in last night's contest. Plus, John Dinkins will run down the Jennings and Ayers Funeral Home scoreboard when we return.